Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, LA Dreamer in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl LA Dreamer on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out. Bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Yeah. Let's get into some music. That fire on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
What it is, y'all. Happy Twisted Tuesday. It's your girl, LA Drina. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get it in with y'all. You know, we're going to be kicking it and doing it way big with the whole Dottie Red fam today. You know what I'm saying? Their movement is live and super active. You know, we got a couple of hot topics going on. You know, I got my boy Corey Johnson in the building live on Bang Out Radio right here. You know, so say hello.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Corey Johnson, better known as QEDJ, by the way. Kez, and we doing it real big. Got LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. We about to get it in.
Yes, yes, yes. Corey, man, I mean, man, DJ, what it is, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just, you know, give us an introduction. Give all my listeners out there, you know, an introduction of who you are. You know, let us know what state you're in right now, where you were born at, you know, and what is your representation and position as a part of the Dottie Rad Squad.
Well, you know, I was born on Chi-Town soil, you know, big Chicago boy, and moved out here to the left coast, back in Cali, and ever since then, been doing it big in Cali, just all around Cali. Right now, I'm staying in Fontana, and we about to get it in. And with Dottie Rad, you know, I'm just the Dottie Rad spitter, you know what I mean? I represent everything Rad and Dottie Rad.
That's what's up with it, you know, I've been checking y'all out, you know what I'm saying, and y'all have some powerful heavy hitters in y'all movement. What describes your lyrical style, and let us know what are you doing as far as, you know, where do you fit in the entertainment industry? Because I know that you DJ, you know, and I also know of you as an artist as well. So can you let the listeners out there know, you know, what kind of style you have with it?
Well, I would say kind of underground mixed with mainstream, you know, it's bars, but then, you know, I rap about points also, you know what I mean? And so I don't think I could really classify it as one thing, you know what I'm saying? It's very diverse, and anybody can listen to it.
That's what's up. Okay, you know, we do know that you have a mixtape coming up, you know, and then and everything. So can you let us know about your mixtape? What can the people expect from what you got going on with that?
Well, you know, it's Alarm Clock Mixtape, waking everybody up with this one that's been sleeping. So, you know, get ready for the buzz, because Alarm Clock Mixtape is coming, you know what I mean? And you can expect a lot. You can expect some R&B, and you can expect those bars again, like I'm saying.
All right, well, you know, I don't actually have your track right here with me at this point, but just give our listeners, you know, a sample of what you've been working on. You know, if you got some bars you want to spit, go ahead and do that right here.
Oh, for sure. I got y'all. Check me out. Look. It's time to diminish any opposition. I wonder what they do if they in my position. Wait. They can never be in my position. Top spot, number one, on the throne is where I'm sitting. And I be living life lavishly. No doorknobs, so these lanes couldn't handle me. Breaking down the door like the rent on the lease is up. Paper chasing, feet sore, hands bleeding from paper cut. I keep them on their toes like dancers. The sickness that I spit, I admit, give them cancer. I put them in the shape like Dixon and Prancer. They're questioning what game. Well, here is the answer. Q-E, DJ, by the way, amazing. I'm all about my green like a cow. It's my craving. I spit with a symbiotic clip. You didn't get it? Well, I rap venomous. See, Spidey enemy is my identity. They say hip-hop dead. I got the revival remedy. Drop bars heavily with telekinetic energy. So when I'm at the show, I move crowds with the melodies. Hang out radio, well, let's go.
Man, that's what it is right here. So if y'all ain't heard it, you know what I'm saying, nowhere else, I just got my boy, you know what I'm saying, Corey Johnson doing his thing right here, you know what I'm saying, Bang Out Radio. What is your DJ name? Because I know you as Corey Johnson, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, QE DJ, by the way, is Kedge.
That's what's up with it, DJ Kev, you know what I'm saying, QE, that's what it is. I mean, your whole lyrical content is up there, your bars is up there for you to be so young, you know what I'm saying. How long have you been rapping for?
I wrote my first song when I was 12 years old, and now I'm 18.
That's what's up, man. You doing it big. You got it. Hey, y'all, if y'all ain't listening, you know, if you ain't got it like that, you need to get them bars up. Stop dumbing down your bars. I mean, we got youngsters out here doing it, moving, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. I mean, so can you tell me, you know, how did you get connected with the whole Dotty Rad family? How did you get connected with them?
Well, if those of y'all that don't know, you know, I mess with Megan Booth really big. I mess with D-Vicious really big. You know, we was all connected, and Trini Savai, those of y'all who don't know, is the most ridiculous women's MC out there in the game right now. Y'all need to go check her out. And we connected with Trini Savai, and she really put us on to the whole Dotty Rad movement. And ever since then, it's just been rad or nothing.
That's what's up with it, you know. Man, I mean, I had the two ladies on the show on Friday. We got it in right here on the Coast to Coast NC show. You know, this Friday that just passed, you know, and
yes.
It was pretty dope, you know. I just like their whole aura, you know, they got it going on with it, you know, and I like the fact that y'all's squad, you know, has a diverse, you know, community of both males and females, you know, MCs. And
mm-hmm.
So far, I've got a chance to, you know, check y'all YouTube out. Can you give the listeners out there the YouTube info?
Yeah. Trini Savai is just TriniSavaiYouTube.com. Megan Booth, same thing, just Megan Booth, YouTube.com. And D-Vish the Monster for D-Vicious, that's D-V-I-S-H-D-A-M-O-N-S-T-A. And then you got Kedge 2 Raw with two W's, that's Q-E-D-J-R-A-W-W. Let's go, let's get it in.
And that's what it is, and he's on his game, you feel me, y'all? I mean, it don't get no better than this, you know. I mean, he done get everybody to run down, you know, on, you know, the everybody's links and everything, you know. So y'all make sure y'all check them out. Check out those links and everything, you know. I got some music right here, too, you know. I got a chance to check out that Rad Anthem. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. The Rat Anthem, man. We all linked up, and it was the first song we had ever did all together. And so, you know, this is really just the base of Dotty Rat, you know? So I want everybody to check it out, you know, Rat Anthem, Dotty Rat, Trini Savai, Megan Booth, QE DJ, my boy D Vicious. Let's go.
I don't need no structure. I don't care about any structure. I'm rad. When you rad, you don't care. Am I right or am I rad? Rain.
you would think you was in skate, huh? Running for the ice, and so you know I'm about that cake. Got that big truck, though. Yeah, it's something like Kaito. And they have Alexic. Nigga, I'm a light show. Rap squad rep, everybody know we ain't here. Dude said he hating because our buzz like light years. I eat the beat, yeah, something like an order. Serve a nigga up, even if he ain't order. You looking in the mirror like D-A-R. But switch it around, and now you see who they are. He rad. She rad. You rad. Killing niggas casual, my bar so tough like Mike Vick animals. I crush cup little niggas, but you can call me animals. Eating up MCs, I just resemble Hannibal. I'm so cannibalistic, bars going ballistic. I'm out of your league and won't become a statistic. Decoder ring equipped, I spit cryptic. Flow keep going like blood out of cut lip. On your girl lips more than that Mac lipstick. Skateboard niggas hit them all with a kickflip. Break bars, these lame cannot handle me. Got thoughts of seeing heaven, well go ahead and battle me. Living out my dreams, sleeping in my reality. Raving with the flow. Lyrical fatality. He rad. She rad. Is you rad? We rad. She rad. He rad. Is you rad? We rad. We rad. We rad. We rad. Is you rad?
Right here on Bang Out Radio, man, that's a dope one right there. You know, I love the anthem. You know, the bars is up there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got it going on. I like all the different flavors, and when they collide together, they become phenomenal. We have a caller that's calling in from the 404 right here on Bang Out Radio. Caller 0644. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What it do for Alexandro?
What's up with it, Mr. Peels?
This is, we already know. What's good? What's cracking?
What's up? What's up?
What's happening, kinfolk? What the business is? I like that hit, that boy. Keep that good work up. You know what I'm talking about?
Good luck. Thank you very much. And before I go any further, I want to introduce my boy D Vicious. And I also got Trini Saval on the line with me, too.
Rats.
That's what's up.
How the whole rap is going? I mean, y'all been getting it in. I see, you know what I'm saying? I was just on y'all page on Facebook right now, you know, checking the page out. Y'all got to find out about this page, you know? I mean, so we got a caller calling in from the ATL, Mr. Peels, you know what I'm saying, showing y'all some love right here on Bang Out Radio, you know.
Yeah, what it do, all the way from the ATL, showing much Cali love, you know what I'm talking about. Your boy, Mr. Peels, you know, I got the new video going on Facebook and YouTube, who's drinking, who's smoking, fixing my man Money Carlo, you know what I'm saying? In three days, you know what I'm saying, we almost at 200 views. So I appreciate the Lord, you know, and like I say, much love to Bang Out Radio and your support, you know what I'm talking about? So,
oh,
everybody.
Definitely showing love.
Yeah, man, check me out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm glad that everybody's on the air right now. You know, we do have a hot topic of discussion, you know, that I wanted to get into today. I don't know if y'all are familiar with the whole case, you know, that happened with the Kaylee Anthony trial or whatever. You know, I would like to know how y'all feel about the whole, you know, the whole trial itself and the verdict.
Oh, I think it's a definite sad story to see the way she got off so easily for something that's so wrong.
Right. I feel you on that because, if it was an African American, you know what I'm saying, would it really been going down like that?
Thank you.
Just reality, you know?
And
it's just like money talking bullshit walk, part of my friends, but shoot. It's not enough words to even describe. You know, a life is lost, you know what I'm saying? And everybody doing all this hugging and like they just won this and won that. But at the same time, you know, somebody is responsible for that little girl's death. That's the bottom line.
Honestly, if she didn't do it, I don't think she would be so happy to get off seeing her daughter die.
Yeah, that's real.
I see you on that. That's it.
No clubbing or none of that.
Yeah, right. True that. But somebody knows something. Somebody got to know something. Because, you know, if
that's
it was
true.
Her daughter and at the same time her pops was a FBI, FBI, he was in the law enforcement, and, you know, it's just, you can't really explain it. It is what it is.
Yep,
you know,
those shows cold up,
man.
Yeah, so I see you got your boy DV on the line and Trini Savard. What's up with it, fam? What are y'all up to right now?
What's up with it? Yeah, we got Deep Fish, and you do know that. We got Trini Savard, Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's
up with it. You feel me? We got to be out in Cali on Monday, East Coast to the West Coast, and you do know that. Tell me this, right? We're going to be street teaming, okay? We're going to be out on Hollywood Boulevard. We got the Creed. The Creed is another, when I say the Creed is another word for like, the spot, your crib. So, Daddy Ray, we have our own different type of coins, so people don't really be able to understand what we're talking about, but it'll be between the reds, you know what I'm saying? So we got the Creed around Hollywood Boulevard. You know, we definitely going to be Daddy Rated out, you know what I'm saying? We got the mixtape going out. See, Daddy Ray's going to be United next week, you feel me? So the Twitter, YouTube, everything's going to be going crazy, ridiculous. So I hope y'all ready to talk to these. Bitch, I don't know what it is,
Let me tell you, if you can't tell by Trini Savard's voice, I'm telling you, this group right here, they actually just super live, super turned up. It just makes you want to party. Y'all get me amped up, and I really have a hangover right now, but, I mean, y'all get me amped up and live right now, I'm ready to go again, you know?
Right.
I dig that. You know what I'm saying? I did the whole movement. You know, so can let's hear about y'all mixtape project. Let's hear what y'all got going on with the mixtape project.
Well, we just about to.
Go ahead, guys.
Go ahead, Vicious. We just waiting for Trini to come back so we can get this all popping. It's like we about to just basically get together like the old days, hop in the garage or whatever, the old spot,
yeah,
record some tracks.
No, Vish, stop doing that, Vish. Stop. See, Vish trying to be humble right now. No. I'm going to okay. We actually have two studios now, all right, because I got the hookup with the MacBook, so, and we're the partner.
Another caller calling in right now from 4917 live on Bang Out Radio. But, you know, I want to reiterate what my topic of discussion is today. We actually got two topics, you know, and one by one, I want to get y'all input on this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey.
The first topic of discussion
is, you know, what your input was on the whole situation with Katie Ebony. The second one I got is a topic that's related to the hip hop community, you know, and everything. Basically, you know, I want to know, how do y'all feel about, okay, let's say when you're on Facebook or any social networking site, how do you feel about when you or your link to people walk and they don't comment for them or they don't support your music, but they want to post stuff on your wall and, you know, they don't want you to post on their walls and stuff like that. How do y'all feel about that?
Well, regardless of people listening to my music, I'm going to still make it because it's just, that's what I do. That's how I'm going to keep doing it. Music is what I do, and that's how I plan to get to the top. If ain't nobody going to listen to it, which they do, but, you know, I'm not trying to be cocky or nothing, but if nobody listens to my music, I'm going to still make it, is what I'm trying to say.
That's what's up. You know, well, some people on Facebook, I noticed they take it real personal. They be ready to go in on people, you know what I'm saying, about the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? And I look at it like, you know, hey, you know, if people aren't out there supporting your music, you know, in your local town, in your community, you know, basically you can still obtain an audience from other locations, you know, and I just want people to just stay positive with it. There's no need to leave and have competition with people in your own local community. Whack, you know, and I see that happening a lot. We got a caller calling. We got two callers online, you know, for y'all right now. We got a caller.
Hi there, Randy.
You're live on Bang Out Radio. Caller 7027.
What's up?
Hello.
Who am I speaking to? You're live on Bang Out Radio 7027.
What's up?
Who am I speaking to? Okay, callers, when you press 1, that means you want to go live on Bang Out Radio. So go ahead and press that 1 if you're ready to go live. Then I got caller 4917. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's up,
L.A. Drina? What's good?
What's up, Winnie?
Oh, this is Boots.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Ray? What y'all doing?
Man, Ray, you know, L.A. Drina, Bang Out Radio. What's good?
What's good, man? I just got back in the house trying to see if I can get some sounds and stuff. See, I think my son just licked the cat, man. He got cat hair in his mouth. What is going on?
What is Leonidas doing, y'all?
Wait a minute. I don't know what he's doing.
I want to give a shout out to Megan, okay?
I want to give a shout to Megan. I just want to give a kudos. Megan Boots, yo, you really looked out. You really be on your job. Like, you really be on it, yo. Like when you say you're going to do something, you really do it. You always look out, yo. And I honestly commend you. I think you're a beautiful mother. And I, you know what I'm saying? We about to make this money, man. That's all I got to say. Dottie Red.
Man, if there was a definition of hustler, Megan Boots is the definite definition of hustler. It'd be a big picture of her with two stacks in her hand.
Thanks.
Yeah,
right.
So
I mean,
LA
we got all
Dream
this,
is a hustler.
Man, I'm trying to get it in right here, you know. I mean, I love all of everything that y'all doing, you know what I'm saying, with y'all moving and everything. And for all the listeners that are just now tuning in, you're live on air with the whole Dottie Rad camp. You know, they doing it
Red.
Right now. They got it from coast to coast with it. I'ma just let y'all, I want them to tell y'all how many different areas of the USA that they y'all coming from. So let's start with Trini Savas. Where you coming from?
Yeah, we coming from out of Philly, you know, repping Lime Green, Dottie Rad, you know, Blizzy Black over here in Philadelphia, you do know that East Coast over here.
Well, what about you, DJ?
Yo, you know, I'm hailing from that Chi-Town, so, you know, Chicago, Illinois is the best noise where it comes from.
That's what's up with it. And what's up with it, Megan Booth?
I'm coming from Tennessee, Alabama, Huntsville, Lewisburg, Nashville, Memphis. I'm now in Hollywood. I just moved to Hollywood yesterday.
Okay, I mean, then we got DZ, you know what I'm saying? DZ, what's up with it, man? Where you coming from?
I'm from California, west side all day, but I moved around.
Dirty south.
I got family in Memphis. I lived in New York for a little bit, but everything I do is for the west coast. So.
For the west coast, though.
I mean,
for the west
coast. I love the fact that y'all have so much versatility in y'all whole movement, you know. I like the fact that y'all got the female MCs and then y'all got the male MCs and y'all coming from every region, you know, of the USA, you know, and that's what's up with it, you know. I really respect y'all grind and hustle, you know, so as a unit and y'all moving right now. Can y'all let anybody know, everybody out there know, you know, what project, you know, that y'all working on as a unit? Do y'all have any projects as a unit that's coming?
Man, definitely be on the lookout for the Dottie Rad mixtape coming very, very soon. You know, everybody's going to link up and really just do it big for the whole radical movement, you know what I'm talking about? So really just be on the lookout for the heavy hitters coming through for y'all.
Definitely. You know what? Go ahead,
Rhett. Not only that, I got some things to work right now. I can't even speak on yet, but just know some big stuff about to happen with Dottie Rad. Man, just watch. You're going to see us all over everywhere pretty soon. Give me like a month.
And you do know that. Yeah, we about to LA Dre. Yeah, I wanted to tell you, we're going to start the school tour. We're about to be on a school tour in Cali. I just need to set up this meeting when I land or whatnot. But one thing that Dottie Rad is really working on, I'm really, really excited about, you know, the team didn't have our meeting yet, but we're definitely working with other, other groups as well, you feel what I'm saying? You know, other organizations, other movements, you know what I'm saying? We're working with Lime Green, you know, Loose Cannon. I actually got that CEO of Lime Green right here. I wanted to kick some bars for y'all real quick so y'all can hear his flow. His name is Blizzy Black. You feel what I'm saying? I just want to show love, you feel what I'm saying, to these upcoming MCs because, you know, he got bars. So I'm about to put him on real quick. He's going to show you some love, LA Drea.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up with it.
Yo, what's up? You got Blizzy Black in here. So let's go. What's
up, y'all?
Shout out to the Dottie Rad movement.
Rad.
And I'm respecting the movement.
That's what's up. I heard you got some hot bars over there. Kick some for us. Let the folks hear.
You know, I got them bars. Listen, I said I'm chilling back, smoking, thinking about a move, ran out to the streets. I was just a little dude. I never was a fool. I always stayed in motion. I ain't going back to jail where them doors never open. I mess with real niggas. I recognize real, because if I'm down for my niggas, then you down for the kill. I ain't never down to chill. I'm going for the double like my mom used to work when we was going through the struggle. Woo! I never thought I'd hustle. I used to be a good boy, getting good grades, coming home to them good toys. But now I'm making big noise, copping up on guns, moving hard on these streets, just providing for my son. And that's just my first one. Got me down in the dirt. Baby mom's in the way, but my boy coming first. I got to put it on. I got to hold it down. I put on for my city. I put on for my town. From that old shit to new shit. Riding with the same clip, money over bitches, so I'm fucking with a different bitch. Ew. The swag of a G. She ain't hopping on a different dick. The block getting hot, so Blizzy moving to a different strip. Blowing with the rosters, creeping with the Pekins. Calling up the Haitians if I catch a nigga sleeping. Now the block hot, I hit Belize for the weekend. And you know we getting muggin' and we still ain't fucking treating. Goons with me, truly on deck. Why God follow rules when I write my own checks? Me and my neighbors call the law, but they looking for respect. And I wasn't a broke nigga, but that block is where I'm at. Okay, Blizzy, go hard. My life is like a sequel, locked down in the cell, so I never feel equal. My mind fucked up, so I feel a little evil, stuck in the same place like I'm balling with the Eagles. Go hard in the paint, like I grind Waka Flocka. Profit off a pound, grab a gindle, gon' stop you. I got your back, girl, like T.I., you know I got you. Try and get this cash while these fucking cops watch.
Hey, that's what's up with it.
Yeah, I mean, we linking up with the Dottie Rad Movement team.
Rad.
Shout out to the radio station for the airtime.
Yep, that's what's up. You know, I want to get into, you know what I'm saying, one of these radical tracks that I have right here. And I want the whole Dottie Rat, you know, fam. Just look on my walls. You know, I got, you know, a couple of different movements going on. The Coast to Coast Empty Movement. All my rad chicks, you know, make sure you check that page out. Like it. Post your link so I can know what you're doing. And then also submit your music, you know, because I want to have all the female MCs on that show. And then all my fellas, you know. Send your music to ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. This is Bang Out Radio, where the indie artist gets heard. You know, we got this fire track right here, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all got a chance to hear this anthem. You know, this is the rad anthem. You know, we got into that a little bit earlier, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, and then I got this one right here. I think this one is I think this one is Trini and Megan Boots on this one, but we about to hit you with the fire flame real quick right here on Bang Out Radio. All my callers, I'm going to listen out there listening. Call in if you want to give a shout out, you know, to these talented young artists out here. You know, call in 661-621-7559. You're live on Bang Out Radio. Here we go.
Bang Out.
Yeah, QE, DJ, Mr. Fuck Your Feelings, by the way.
Fire flame, flame, fire flame,
yeah.
Fire flame, flame, fire flame, yeah.
All right.
Spit flames, engulf you with the words I speak. Fire spitted, don't confuse me with them thirsty freaks. My raps emit burns to the third degree. Get the beat, the voice, and it will scream, Q murder me. But I'm leaving with no evidence. Stomping on the beat like an elephant, irrelevant. MCs just got me hella bent. They try to tempt me. I fire interns from the agency.
Woo!
I'm with CR and the motto is TG.
Cash,
you can never see me like Central Cities on TV. QEDJ, by the way, the greatest. Nigga, you can hate, but you know who I stay with.
Fire flame, flame, fire flame, spit up.
Yeah.
Fire flame. Fire flame, bitch, we the business. $100 million, bitch, we the business. $100 million. Fire flame, flame, fire flame, spit up. Fire flame, flame, fire flame, bitch, we the business. $100 million, bitch, we the business. $100 million.
I'm a CR super.
superstar going in for round two.
Okay.
Switch cream to cash rules everything around
okay.
you. And the fam is rolling for life. I'm in my lane, you a gutter, I'm bowling the strike. My niggas
Woo.
With me, and you know we roll deep. We stay chasing De Niro like Pacino with heat.
Crazy boys.
When I spit,
the fam is
I'm on fire, make the hardest nigga look like streets. I dare any nigga to try this. I'm out of your reach, like a midget to a light switch. Never gon' stop, you will never see my break. Like stiff arm niggas, I just fake left and I go right.
Fire flame, flame, fire flame, fire flame.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, so I want y'all to give this track its proper respect and let me know who always on this track right here. And caller 0058, don't you go nowhere. We're about to punch you in right now, being our radio. Give this track its proper respect. Let's who is all the artists on this track right here? You know, because I only said Megan Booth and Trini Savant, you know, so who else is on this track?
On which one?
This fire flame one right here.
That was Kendrick's song.
Okay. Doing his thing, you know. That's what's up with it. You know, I mean, I'm loving all of that, you know. Is he still on right now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Guess not.
Okay, so, I mean, the call may have dropped or whatever, you know. But we live right here on Twisted Tuesdays. You know, I'm chilling with the whole Rad camp. You know, they doing it big right here on Bang Out Radio. We have a caller that's calling in, caller 0058. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yo, what's good?
Who am I speaking with?
It's Repertoire.
That's what's up with it. What's good with it, man?
Oh, you know, trying to stay out this heat right now because that song that just got through playing right now made it a little bit hotter up in here. I was feeling that last joint.
Yeah, you digging that?
They
I mean, you got ladies and gentlemen as a part of this big movement, the Dottie Rap fam, you know. How many members is all a part of your whole squad? You know, let my boy over here know how many members is a part of this.
Well, we have four original rats. Is me, I'm Megan Boots, we have Trini Savant, we have D Vicious, and we have Cash, QEDJ. And out of us, we all have found different artists and stuff who work with us and stuff. So it's probably, man, I know it's a good 50. I know I'm well, but it's four originals.
Whoa, that's a squad for real.
Yeah, they deep and they doing it big, you know.
Hey,
I'm feeling that.
What's up,
man. Tell all the listeners what you got going out there where you at.
Oh, you talking to me? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I represent Head Honcho Records. You know, I'm just getting it going and whatnot. Just recently I set up a Reverb Nation account. I also got a production company called Bringing Heat Productions. We also got Four Choice Productions. And, you know, I produce, mix, master. I'm also an artist myself.
How can I find you on the internet?
I'm sorry.
I said, how can I find you on the internet? If I wanted to Google you, what would I Google?
Well, you can go under my Facebook. You can go to Repertoire or Anthony Peoples and just go to that link. Go to Reverb Nation Repertoire. That's all capital letters, R-E-P. Space YA space TWAR. And I just recently added like three tracks on there, instrumentals or whatever. I got some songs on there as well. And I will be getting some material to you as well, Adrena. So y'all just be ready for me. I'm coming with it.
That's what's up, you know. I mean, we getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. We got a topic of discussion. You know, I mean, how do you feel about, you know,
artists, you know, local artists. Have you ever been in a situation where you have local artists, you know, out there that you work with and, you know, they don't really support your music, but they act
hello?
Like they do. But hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to know how do you feel about, you know, not if, I mean, if that's your case or with anybody, how do you feel about any artist that's out there, any indie artist that's out there not getting the support system that they need from
yeah.
the other people, artists in their community? How do you feel about that?
I mean, of course, you got to start from somewhere. Everybody does, you know. But the thing is, if you really believe in the craft, you know, that God presented into you because he gave it to us all as a gift, just keep going with it. Don't ever give up, you know. Don't ever give up. I don't care. There's going to be support. It all depends on how you utilize the tools and things in front of you because every day there's something linked up in a way. If you're pursuing your career and doing what you're doing, there's always opportunities and ways for you to progress and excel at what we're doing. That goes for all of us, you know. So as far as
yeah.
the support system, I mean, I think people need to just, you know, I don't knock the mainstream and I ain't taking nothing away from it, but, you know, I'm pretty sure we all got family members and stuff, that the people that rap, sing, and all that. You know, people need to keep more focus on, you know, I mean, the underground scene is starting to get more love now with these mixtapes and things that's, you know, starting to pop up like that. But everybody
mm-hmm.
needs to just basically keep your focus, you know, on those ones, them diamonds in the rough, because trust and believe it, you know, there's millions of us out here, you know.
Yeah.
It's a hard
that's
market,
good.
But like I said, yeah, don't give it up. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's what's up with it, you know. I mean, how you feel about that, Megan? How you feel about that?
Man, we're on the same page, on the same page. Because if I would have gave up a long time ago, I wouldn't be here where I am right now.
That's right.
Yeah. My whole experience with the whole thing, you know, because, like, my thing is, like, I support anybody out there that supports my music, you know, and then at the same time, you know, I support some people that don't support my music, too. You know what I'm saying? But I know,
yeah.
you know, in my own community where I stay at, you know, I'm from L.A., but I live in the Antelope Valley. I noticed that, you know, it's a lot of, you know, people out there that say that they support you, but when it comes down to it, they don't want to do no shows with you. They ain't trying to support your music on or the links that Facebook or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They don't
yep.
do that. But they'll tell you
mm-hmm.
they'll tell you in person that they think you tight or whatever. But at the end of the day, they don't got no type of support or love because they low key either be haters or they either low key just. They feel like you they competition and they don't really want to move, you know.
Hey, that's
you know.
That's a strong point when you say in that too. The support system for us as artists as well is another factor, you know. You know what I mean? Like all of y'all music, just because and it's good quality. That cut that I just heard right now, that's good quality. I would support that and I would rant and rave about it to other people. And you know what I mean? Just to get that support system and what you're doing with this radio station too and the Bang Out Radio, that's a nice way to go about that too. Everybody supporting each other. Like you said, they're quick to go sit down on YouTube and get one of these mainstream artist videos and put that focus on that. But you know, they can just run into one of us and then go sit at home and just forget all about it. You're like, okay, well he don't have a multi-million-dollar budget to do this and do that, you know. And they kind of don't really see that because of the mainstream. And that's marketing in general, and that's just how I go. But like you said, low-key hating and whatever. But, yeah, you about to have me on 9 on this subject right now.
I feel you. That's why I moved to Hollywood, because I felt like it was some people hating. And where I was at or whatever, when I came down here, I got so much love by complete strangers to do music. Now they talk about signing me.
Okay, we
see?
Got a caller that's calling in. Caller 1061, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's up, what's up?
Who are we speaking with?
QEDJ, by the way. Sorry we got connected, everybody. I got D-Vicious with me.
Okay, and then we got another caller calling in right here, 7027. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
to Maya.
What's good? What's good, Maya?
Good. What's up, Regina?
Hi, hi. What's up with it? This is Kamaya. Where are you calling from, Kamaya?
San Diego.
San Diego, California is in the building. I mean,
yeah.
This is beautiful up here.
This is a familiar voice right here. I mean, wow. I'm so surprised that you're calling in.
My mom gave me the phone.
My mom gave me the phone. What's
your
up?
Mom gave you the phone. Tell her you're live on Bang Out Radio right now. I'm chilling. This is like a five star roster right now. You're on live with a five star roster right now. You know.
Oh yeah.
So,
listening.
Fish on the beat.
Kamaya.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called in to Bang Out Radio. Tell everybody how old you are.
Trying to hear you.
I said, tell everyone how old you are.
I'm 14.
Oh, okay,
Lou. Okay.
Have you got a chance to hear the song on the show today?
What'd you say?
I said, did you get a chance to hear some of the music that was played on the show today?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay, well, I want you to keep listening into the show because, you know, we got some hot fire tracks from the Dottie Rat fam, and you got to look them up on Facebook, too. You know what I'm saying? Because they getting it in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got my boy over here, you know what I'm saying, Anthony Peoples doing it big, you know what I'm saying, getting it in.
A.K.A. Repertoire.
Repertoire,
or A.K.A. Adonis, you know.
Let us know, how did you come up with that name, Repertoire?
Well, if you think about it. Well, everybody got to have a resource or something, right? People run out of bullets. People run out of food. People run out of supplies. Well, if you ever heard that definition or repertoire, you know, I'm always that source that's available. So if anybody think about that name, don't think about a reptile or nothing like that. It stands for, don't quote me exactly on the definition, but it has something to do with a source. Like if you run out of something, I'm always available. It's always me. So if you can't find no other tracks or can't find no other support, guess what? Your boy Repertoire. I'm in the Repertoire. So just go ahead and pull me out because I'm always there.
That's what's up. I always meet so many, you know what I'm saying, talented individuals. You know, I'm glad, you know, to be a part of this business because, you know, it seems to attract some talented individuals, you know, and, just people that's about their money, people that's about their business, you know, and really grinding and hustling, you know. I've been blessed enough to be around people like that, you know, that you don't really got to pressure them into handling their business and doing what they need to do, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
you know,
I want you to, you know, bring them tracks towards Bang Out Radio, you know, so we can, you know, get
they
in
come
and let everybody
in.
Know what it is. If you want to spit
they
something for the Rad Camp right now, spit something for the Rad Camp, let them know where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying, with your music.
Are you talking about a little freestyle or what are you talking about?
It can be freestyle and it's all gravy.
Let's get it in.
Oh, I'm never rusty. It's all good. But also, y'all can check out my Reverb Nation as well, too, to hear some of the tracks that I got out right now.
Okay.
Oh, you want me a cappella, or what we doing?
You can run it a cappella right now. If you want me to, I can beatbox for you too.
On Bang Out Ready, it's your boy Repertoire. Always got my mind elevated and ready for war. Got something in store. None of this stuff is ever a bore. Cause I got something to plug and knock all the chords in the right seat to get that music bumping.
Yeah.
It's head hopper production. That's how we do it, baby. We running the whole function. We got it jumping. Yeah, I'm freestyling off the top of guaranteed. I'm out in Bakersfield. Damn, it's too hot. Whew, I want to put on the ice suit and get my ass in the refrigerator. But it's okay, though. My attitude is getting mad and ready to stab like an alligator. Infiltrator, the applicator, the one that bring it to you. Whew, I'm running out of breath, but I'm still going to swing it to you.
Oh,
hey.
Let's go.
You know,
Bang Out.
What? I'm loving it. Hey, I'm on here Tuesday every time. Dave was already cruddy, but it's better now.
Every week, make sure you do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Send some music, you know, to Bang Out Radio. We getting it in with the Dottie Rad fam. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me get those names again. I'm sorry, let me get them names again so I can keep that in mind, too, so I can go check out and give y'all support as well. You said it was Gotti?
Gotti Rad. D-O-T-T-I.
Gotti Rad?
Yeah, D-O-T-T-I-R-A-D.
R-A-D. All right, for sure, man.
Remember that.
Yes, I got that.
Yeah, hey, I want to give a shout-out to my homegirl, Shanae. You know what I'm saying? She got her daughter on the air, but she needs to go live, too, you know what I'm saying, right now. She just have her birthday was yesterday on the 4th of July, you know what I'm saying.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy 4th of July, too, you know.
Happy birthday, Regina.
That's what's up, Shanae. I mean, I'm glad. I hope you had a wonderful birthday. Kamaya, tell your mom, you know, happy birthday for us, you know what I'm saying. Listening in. What did y'all all do for the party? Dottie Rad fam.
You know, for this 4th of July, I stayed with the fam, you know, had to keep it real humble, real subtle, take a break from business, and, you know, just chill out with the family.
That's right.
That's
the best way to do it.
That's right. I ended up going to the beach yesterday, you know. It was pretty cool, you know. I went to Long Beach out of all beaches. I said, I don't too much like Long Beach, you know what I'm saying, growing up as a kid, I didn't like the way that beach looked, you know. After you see Venice and Newport and Santa Monica Beach, you know what I'm saying, I'm not feeling no Long Beach. I remember I used to do 40-ounce bottles and all that in the sand over there. So I was like, I'm cool on that. But
yeah,
getting invited there and going over there yesterday, you know, and it was dope because we drove past Cherry Park, which took like an hour to get, you know what I'm saying, to actually get to the beach because Cherry Park was so blocked out. And guess what they was playing, y'all? They was playing that old song, Ooh, five times while I was at the beach. I swear to y'all, I heard that song at least five times while I was at the beach, you know what I'm saying? And it was dope because I'm like, damn, this is a coincidence. Today, it was like at least probably about 30,000 people or more, probably even more than that, in that one little area. But all I was hearing was Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, and pretty much Warren G. That's all I heard over there. I didn't hear nothing
else.
Getting it in, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we got some more music I want to get into on Bang Out Radio, too. And then when we come back, we're going to get into our topic of discussion. So stay online with us, you know what I'm saying, Bang Out Radio, where the indie artists get heard. We're about to get it twisted right here on Twisted Tuesdays, Bang Out Radio.
Bang out.
Bang it out.
I got this track right here, you know what I'm saying? It's called talking way too long. And it's right here by the Swagger Movement. Shout out to the Swagger Movement. My boy Ace doing it big over there. We got to hit y'all with this joint.
Swagger Movement. Way too long, baby. Way too long. Together, baby, just like glue. The haters hating, they doing their part. They
Happy day, get paid tomorrow. Baby, you here, you day tomorrow. Happy day, baby. You a sweet night, sweet night with a freak type, baby. With a sweet type, looking at the good girl, make you wanna be bright. Ooh, baby, you a sweet dyke. I take it back and erase that. Ha, baby, got fine swag. Got these niggas falling bad. Niggas with that baby swag. Clear, I know you like it, how the nigga go. Nigga be running though, baby, so rock and roll. And baby, I'm official, so referee, baby, blow on your ass out. Yeah, lucky nigga in the press hole. Looking at my cousin, missing over on the cell phone. Yeah, I'm fucking with the G. I'm just saying anything sound good in the streets. Yeah, I like you making in the sheets. I mean, I like you screaming in the sheets, girl.
In that we keep it in, keep it in.
Together, baby, now we're home. Everything is good, you got your ring. The next step, baby, is marrying me. Throw the rice up, yeah, baby, yo, I hate her. Throw the little bouquets that I hell that fucking hate us. They don't wanna see us move up, escalate us. But look, we'll see you bye, see you later. Never, I don't even wanna see the kids. I just want me and you to go and have some kids. Maybe a family 12, but you already said no. I guess I'm looking for about 5 or 4, so. But look, baby, don't turn, I will never turn on you, baby. I should let it burn on the hate of shit. All the negative thoughts in the future. Everybody tryna hate on to the future. On to the next one. Top of that, baby, cause baby, you're the best one. And all these other bitches, they need the message. Yeah, cause I ain't going nowhere.
Think that we can't get way too long.
So let's go and make a decision, girl.
Think that we can get it.
Most of these verses on this track, man, I didn't even really care, man. But look, man, this is Swagger Movement. Get your hands on the clutch, get in gear with the movement. If you ain't with the movement, go hang yourself. To the ladies, love it.
Yeah, you heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. We getting it in right here, you know. My switchboard is refreshing itself, you know what I'm saying? But you're live on Bang Out Radio with your girl, L.A. Drina, you know what I'm saying? We got repertoire. We got my girl making boots in the building, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Dottie Raz fam, you know what I'm saying, doing it right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, it's always a party right here on Bang Out Radio. Basically, you know, getting it in. Y'all let me know what y'all think, you know, about our topic of discussion today by calling in to the show. Call in www.outradio@gmail.com. You know, call in 661-621-7559 or, you know, email me some of the tracks to your music, you know. And, you know, we're going to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. As usual. Let's see. Our topic of discussion today is okay, we're refreshed, y'all. We refreshed. y'all are live on air. Okay, we're refreshing. So what did y'all think about the whole track right there with Aiden and Swagger Movement, you know?
That was
cool,
man. I like that.
I mean, we getting it in, you know, today. I mean, I really want to see, you know what I'm saying, more networking, you know, with the indie artists. I mean, there's so many hot, talented artists, you know, from coast to coast with it. Let's get these coast-to-coast mixtapes popping, you know what I'm saying? Let's see some collaborations between South, East versus West, you know, East, West, South, East, West. I want to see a conversation with everybody, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing.
Oh, definitely.
What do y'all think about that right there?
I mean,
go ahead.
I mean, like, from West Coast to the East Coast, there's so much diversity, man. Just it's so much great different styles of rap and music out there, period. And for everyone just to come together and just do like a nationwide mixtape, nationwide album, that would be so amazing.
Hey, that's brilliant.
I think that was dope, you know what I'm saying, just to see, like, all the different artists, you know, come together, the East Coast artists, you know, come in with it, the West Coast, the Down South, Midwest with it, you know what I'm saying. I want, listen, you guys, I got this track right here, you know, that I did with, I tried to do it with a Down South flavor to it, but it was some of my freestyling on it. But I did it on, this is my first track. I try to record on a West Coast track. I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about this track right here, okay?
Oh, most
it's
definitely.
Called,
let's get it in.
Swagged Up.
Hello.
It's called Swagged Up by Savvy Mike featuring Bomb Bomb and L.A. Drina. That's my group called Cali Girls. You know, and I go laugh on this track, and I really freestyle because I got invited on this track, you know, like at last minute, you know, so I just freestyle. All right, so here it is right here. It's called Swagged Up.
Yeah, young Savvy, man, huh, Savvy, yeah, I'm in this motherfucker with my motherfucking queen,
you better know that,
yeah, bomb, let me bring
up, swag up, player, and you know we don't stop, niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not, swag up, player, and you know we don't stop, niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. It don't matter what I do, man, I'm stupid swaggin'.
Swag.
Swag when I'm eating, swag when I'm rapping.
Swag.
Swag when I'm sleeping, swag when I'm maggin'.
Swag.
Swag for no reason, swag for attraction.
Swag.
Swag every season, swag with a passion.
Swag.
Swagged up, swagged out, swag when I'm stacking.
Swag.
Swaggin' on you haters, swag with the players.
Swag.
Swag on you hoes. Swag for the paper.
Swag.
Swagger, 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 jacker. You can't jack this swagging.
Swag.
Swagging when I'm active and I swag when I relax.
Swag.
Swag so super. Swag too stupid.
Swag.
Swag so on that I just can't lose.
Swag.
Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not.
Let you please, I should fuck you with the burner. Her kids looking at me like Miss Bomb, please don't hurt her. I kick the kid ass, Bernie Mac my past. Rest in peace, my bro. Man, that shit hurtful. I am a klepto. I'll steal the metro. LASDR9CA reject. From now on, that's how you drive. I got my respect. From now on, that's how you drive. I got my respect. Hell no, I ain't glad. My nigga said it's good. So all the bad bitches have to get about his hood. Hell no, I ain't glad. My nigga said it's good. So all the bad bitches have to get about his hood.
Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not.
Sweat swagged up, turned up. Any track I touch get burnt up. Fuck with me, you get smirked up. I'm killing hoes, they tagged up. You starving, nigga, get your weight up. My swag is shining, Mark Jacob. They hating on me, they flaking on me. But I'm eating anyway, such a plate up on me. Niggas can't beat me, bitches can't see me. I'm super fly, South Central, straight breezy. Niggas take it easy, you haters straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You niggas straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check my swag from head to toe. Check my bars got crazy flow. Check my stats, they're better than yours. Check my thick thighs, thick. Check my thick thighs, yeah. Check my thick thighs, yeah.
Thick to the motherfucker.
Okay, so y'all tell me what y'all think of that track. Most people laughed at my verse. I think it is, so What do y'all think of that?
I like Hammer.
Check you out.
Man, that was some swag, some swag-tastic. Hey, I like the mix on that, too. That, I like how the voices was mixed.
Oh, thank you. I mean, any honest, constructive criticism, you know, I mean, I'm all for that.
I mean, you have, you your swag was pouring off the top on that one, man. My goodness. Everything
yeah.
about that was L.A. Gina swag, you feel me? And so if you, as long as you doing you, you can really put a criticism on that.
I mean,
that's
I don't
real.
Have, like, my own constructive criticism. What about y'all? Are y'all your own worthy critic of y'all music? I want to know.
Most definitely, yep. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm a low-key. I try to be a perfectionist. So if there's one thing I don't like about the song, like, I'll be in the studio for hours, you know, with my engineer Megan Booth, and if she gets it right, she'll know, and she'll just get that look and be like, all right, it's good. But besides that, I criticize myself all the time.
Well, for me, it's real hard because I take the hat, I wear the hats of multiple positions when it comes to the music. I'm either producing it, mixing it, or recording it. And through my experience, I swear, there. I mean, I've let people hear stuff, and they're like, man, you know, that's off the hook. And then when I sit there, I'm never satisfied. I'm like, I got that Michael Jackson complex. I just can't ever get satisfied with nothing. So I think that's just normal for great artists.
Okay, what do y'all think about, like, production? Who would y'all rank as y'all top favorite producer for your music?
Music-wise, go ahead,
Brett.
DJ. I can't even put them in order right now.
I mean, I'm going to start with myself. And while y'all letting me know y'all answers, I'm going to let y'all go after me. Okay, like me, my thing is, I love producers that can come with 808, you know, because I like a lot of bass in my music. But I like a variety of different instrumentals and stuff. So I like Lex Luger tracks. I love.
Oh, yeah. Lex got the bangers.
Yeah, DJ Quick, you know what I'm saying? I like a lot of Dr. Dre, you know what I'm saying? Who else? You know, I mean, I just got turned on to a producer by. I mean, a whole little camp, you know, called the Bay Kids, you know what I'm saying? And they got exactly what I need. I like Tone Bone, you know, the one that made the My Shit Bang. He actually did a track for me off of the GMG Squad, one of my little female rap groups. You know, they're
okay.
So what's up with y'all? What about y'all? What's up with it? Who's y'all favorite?
You beat me. Okay, you beat me to one of them. I was gonna say Quick. I got to throw Dre in there, Dre, Khaled, Talib Kweli, if I said his name wrong, forgive me. But, yeah, and a lot of people compare what I do, my tracks is a combination of them cats, and those are, like, my main inspirations. But, yeah, like, them three right there, Battle Cat.
But you forgot that. Drummer Boy.
Drummer Boy. How could I forget Drummer Boy? I mean,
there's
so many hot producers. I mean, I love producers that come with those weird sounding bass lines and, you know what I'm saying, undertones to their music, like a trademark Timbaland beat. I love Timbaland. You know
Man,
what I'm saying?
Timbaland is a great producer.
Exactly. And who else? Swizz Beatz.
Yeah, Swizz Beatz got crazy beats.
I love all that, you know. Somebody that's going to give me something that I can work with. So, I mean, what do y'all feel like as far as beats is concerned? Do you feel that a hot beat like, for instance, like the Look At Me Now beat, do you think that a beat like that can outshine a person's lyrics or what?
I mean, it really just depends on the artist, to keep it honest with you. I'm going to keep it brutally honest, you know. If your bars ain't coming hard, then the music will drown you out. If you can't swim, better not hop in the water.
Yeah, and there's a lot of examples. I'm not going to put no names out there or nothing like that, but there is a few tracks over the history of music. None in the 90s era, but in the 2000s and up, yeah, there's been more the producers or the actual artists when it comes to the whole musical work. that's my perspective on that. Because there's a lot of people that they can't get that track. I mean, they'll say whatever to to correspond with the recording, but tracks that for themselves, people just rather use tracks. They haven't had those artists on them, so that's where I'm at with that one.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, artists, I feel like I just got aware of that whole situation, from another person, that let me in on that one. We got a caller calling in 4917. You're live on Bingo Radio.
What's up?
Megan Boots is back. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm back. I had to see my child.
Yeah, that's what's up with it, actually, a prominent artist out there that's already out in the game like that had told me something about that. Like, was saying something about when you're a rapper, you should make sure that, like, you have beats that balance out your talent when you're trying to get your lyrics heard, too. Even though, tight beats, they actually make your track sell a lot, and not just that, but it gives people, the fan base, a listening platform for you, to catch their ear or whatever. But at the same time, try to balance it out with your lyrics, make sure that people don't just go in and listen exactly to the beat and don't even hear what you're saying. I don't know. That was some advice that was given to me recently, I want to hear what y'all had to say about that, because I never heard anything like that before, but I guess it kind of makes sense,
I mean, that's really true, if you ask for a great beat, and you're blessed with a really nice, dope beat, you got to come with the lyrics that balance out that beat, because it could be a really hot track, and people will like the song, but you won't be heard,
Sometimes I like for my bass to be higher than my voice, because I want them to feel the beat, but they can always hear my voice still, the lyrics and everything.
That's real. I think that an artist could write a beat, and just play with the bass line, and the beat, and play with their lyrics around that bass line, and then just, come off with it hard. What I mean, for all the MCs out there that's listening in, my own opinion, make sure if you decide to get on somebody's track, you got a tight beat, make sure every bar that hits that track is tight. Because if it ain't, then you are wasting the person's beat. You are wasting the beat. You are disrespecting the beat. That's what
I
feel.
Exactly.
Step away from the beat.
Before I came to California, my beats is like my kids also, it takes a lot into making a beat. And before I came to California, that's what the people were doing to my beat. They would put anything on it, and I wouldn't even write the song. I'd be like, oh, Lord, I'm not about to get it. It's awful,
This is
stupid. I don't want it to put out, That's a difficult situation. It's like, oh. And then some of them would have paid for it, and then I would be like, man, I wouldn't even want my name associated with it, It just made me feel kind of bad.
Wow, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I had the same situation where I got hot tracks, and I'm like, well, I'm taking the role as the producer right now. I'm not going to get on this, but if I have to, there's been several tracks where I blessed it with some of my lyrical capability, and I have to say, I'm going to have to take this one over.
Sometimes you just got to outshine the other person and then make it sure, so you can just compare them to them and be like, damn, this dude is nice. Way nicer than that dude.
And it's from experience and stuff, too. It's not like just somebody me being arrogant or, me trying to tell an artist how to actually do their vocals a lot clearer when we're recording and they don't want to listen to me. They want to go about it. Of course, they got their own swag. Everybody got their own little swag and they do what they want to do. But from experience, when we're recording, I'm not no well-known name right now, but I've had experience and I know what it takes to make a good quality lyrical presence on the track.
That's
great. You got to use your voice.
So where can
we find
beats from you?
Repertoire.
If somebody want to get at y'all for beats, how can they get at y'all? Where can you find y'all beats at?
You can Google me or my phone. Go ahead. Yeah, you can Google me, Megan Boots, MAEGANBOOTZ. I'm on SoundClick. I got beats they can download off of there. Or they can go shoot. They can email me, MeganBootsMusic@gmail.com. I'll send them something.
Okay. And what about you, Repertoire?
Well, I've been down for town for a little bit, but I'm back up now. And you can go to my Facebook, add me, Anthony Peoples, or you can go to the link in Reverb Nation under Repertoire. I want to make sure you spell it and space it right. Well, I'm pretty sure the engine linked you up pretty good, but right now there's about two instrumentals that I added. Trust and believe, when this week is over, there will be over 25 different tracks on there, and those are going to be instrumentals, and they'll be specified as intros when you look at them. So just check that out. Go to Reverb Nation under artist name Repertoire. Or you can Facebook or friend me on Facebook at Anthony Peoples. Y'all can know my government. I ain't worried about nothing. Hit me up, though. Link up.
What's up, DJ? So you
know, if you
want to
catch me, you can see me.
You be DJing in clubs and all that, or at parties, or what?
Was that for me?
What happened to that again?
Yeah. You DJ at clubs and parties and stuff, or what?
Who, me? I'm sorry.
DJ, Ben? My little radical DJ over here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know if we got disconnected.
I'm sorry about that. His
name is
Kane. That's actually my name. QEDJ is my name.
That helps.
QDJ. QDJ?
QEDJ. Make sure you spell it right.
Yeah, got to get that spelling correct.
Yeah. Okay. So what's up? Do you do it? Do you scratch at parties or what?
Actually, QEDJ is just my rap name, so I don't actually DJ myself. I wish I would. Actually, I'm getting into that. So you actually might want to be on the lookout for me at some parties DJing, tighten up a little bit.
That's what I was about to do.
Do you like to DJ?
Oh, yeah. You know, when I was little, my cousin would actually let me hop on his turntables, and he would teach me how to scratch and everything. So way back in the vinyl days, too. So I'm cool with some old-school scratching.
Okay. Yeah,
that's true. I'll dab in it a little bit.
What kind of tools do you like it?
What happened?
What kind of tools do you work with, like software, DJ software? You started using that and stuff yet?
Nah, not yet. You know, just really been messing with the old school turntables. Haven't really hit the parties yet. You know, wanna get my craft all the way up there before I start getting out there like that.
That's what's up, Will. That's what's up. I know a lot of DJs that can mentor you, so, you know, keep in touch with me.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely.
Yeah, I got some hot DJs on the roster, you know. DJ Black and Wild. I got DJ Waniac that's out here in the Antelope Valley that's doing the way big, you know.
Okay.
He's getting his shine on. He DJs at Club Lace, but he used to work for what's that? 100.9 FM, you know. So doing it like that, you know. But that's what it is, you know. Sure, we're getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. We got 40 minutes left of the show. I've been taking the time to be on this show today because, you know, everybody's trying to recuperate from the 4th of July, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, goodness, yeah.
We got the barbecue coming.
Being nice.
I'm
going to beat your tail.
Like,
sure, it's not like barbecue smoke.
Hello, Drina. I just want to tell you, keep a lookout for my new song coming up called Cellular. I did a remix of the song, Unusual, and I'm probably about to be shooting a video for it this weekend. So, everybody, if you're in Hollywood area, come through Hollywood Boulevard. I'll be shooting a video this weekend.
Okay, post this. you're gonna post it on the rad page, Hotty Rad page.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
All right, quarter. Yeah, so we can find out. I'll come through. I'll come through and
all right, it's whatever.
If I was in the area, I'd definitely.
Let me know. I posted on Facebook. I'm about to go because my child is in the baby kid right now.
Okay, okay. We'll be looking out for that. Let's
all right, then. Rad.
All right, Rad.
We about to do the radical anthem. You know what I'm saying? We about to get into the rad anthem right here on Bang Out Radio. And stay tuned, y'all. We about to get into some more music. We got a lot more discussion. I'm chilling with my boys, you know what I'm saying? They getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio, Repertoire.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Doing big right here, Radical Sam, you know what I'm saying? Doing it right here on Bang Out Radio. So.
Much love.
Hey, L.A. Gina, L.A. Gina.
Yes?
This is Raz signing out, too. You know, we got to hit back to the studio, you know what I'm talking about? Got to make these bangers for y'all.
Okay, well, just let me know. Stay posted and, do me a favor and make sure you send me some more of your music, you know, because I need those exclusives from you, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
We'll be right here, you know what I'm saying, doing it right here on Bang Out Radio. Y'all know y'all more than welcome to come through and chill with your girl, you know?
All right, y'all
stay up. Yep, DJ, you feel me, signing out, Rad, Cash Rules, Touchscreen all day, you feel me, we out of here, bang out.
Bang it. That's what it is. Bang Out Radio. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we're getting it in right here, Bang Out Radio. You know, got a chance to hang out with the Rad, you know what I'm saying? And I got my boy right here, you know, doing it right here on Bang Out Radio. I'm so glad you called in today, you know?
Oh, of course. I mean, for a second, I almost thought I missed you because I had a different number. But, oh, I definitely was, and...
I think the number that I gave you was to the interview that I was on, you know, with my girl Treasure and them over there at the Swag King show because I was doing an exclusive interview with myself or whatever. But this show right here, you know what I'm saying, I'm on every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. And then I host the Coast to Coast MC Movement on Fridays. And, you know, for all the listeners that's out there listening in, I got a hot show planned for y'all on Friday, you know. I'm going to have... the one and only SKG. If you don't know, you better know. Google Bug Girl SKG. She got a mixtape coming out called First Lady. You know, actually, it's already out and available on iTunes. You know, if you don't know who SKG is, she was formerly signed to Death Row Records, you know, and she's still been doing her thing. She went independent. She making moves in the industry. She's doing it way big, you know what I'm saying? So be looking out for her. She's going to be one of my first artist that I'll be interviewing on the Coast to Coast MC Movement Friday show, you know. But right now, we're living in the moment, and I'm here with my boy, you know what I'm saying, Repertoire, and we're doing it right here on Bang Out Radio, you know. And
but
you have
a lot of good
insight, you know, about, you know, different things that's going on in the music industry, you know. I'm still, you know, recovering from the 4th of July. I got home at like 4:30 this morning, you know. Did some homework,
wow.
You know what I'm saying, and still managed to, recuperate, you know, somewhat recuperate. we got a caller that's calling in right now, too, on Bang Out Radio, I think, okay, and they're listening in. We have listeners that listen in from coast to coast. Shout out to all the listeners nationwide, you know. If you ever want to go live, all you have to do is press that one, but you don't got to press it. You can always listen in to the show and just tune in to, you know, what we got going on for that day, you know what I'm saying? Topic of discussion today, you know, we talked about a little bit about the Casey Anthony trial thing, and that thing right there is just phenomenal.
Wow.
How, you know, it just, you know, the woman, she, I don't know if she did it or if she didn't do it. All I know is that it's amazing that she's on her completely not guilty and not responsible for anything that has to do with the death of her daughter. You know, that's just ironic to me.
That's evil. That's evil. Evil acts upon mankind or womankind. That's just tragic right there.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, to be so numb about that.
Yeah, that's too much right there. I don't know. I know if she was a black person,
they would have charged her with something. She would have been either charged with manslaughter or something. She would have got something. You know, but
as soon as they found out, she would have been in cuffs. Like instantly. They wouldn't even have to found nobody. All they had to say was your child missing, and it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Yep.
And that's just unfortunate how it's the, you know, society still operates, but that is the truth, and that's a whole nother can of worms, if you will, right there. Wow.
That's real, though, you know. I think that's just tragic, you know. We got a chance to hang out with my boy Snoopy Blue a couple of Tuesdays ago on Bang Out Radio, you know, and I still got his track right here in the switchboard called Get It, you know what I'm saying? So I just want him to know, if you out there listening, Snoopy, we still bumping your music right now on Bang Out Radio, you know. And shout out to all the indie artists that keep submitting their music in. You know, you will be in rotation Monday through Friday. And then additionally on Saturdays, especially if you're an R&B artist, because on Saturdays we have Sexy Saturdays, you know, with Amanda G, you know what I'm saying, and Erica Marie. And they're doing it right there on the Saturday show. So all the R&B artists, look her up on Facebook. Look them up on Facebook and submit your music. But for all my indie hip-hop artists, you know, if your song's going to get played on the show that same day, don't worry about it, because you're in rotation Monday through Friday. Even when you're not listening in, we're playing your song. So just know that, you know what I'm saying? But you can always have your supporters to call in and request your music as well right here on Bang Out Radio. So we're about to get into a Snoopy Blue track. And stay with me, boy. My boy right here.
Yeah.
Repertoire.
What's up? Bang it out.
Hustle hard, get it, grind, hustle. Nobody ever said it'd be easy, believe me. I died before I let a nigga bleed me. Gotta go get it, shit ain't coming fast like it used to. Break a nigga before he break you, that's the first rule. Money over bitches, money over homies, money over everything, keep a nigga hungry. Spit it like a Machiavelli, shine like the chrome on a Chevy. Pouring liquor in my belly, hood berry. They say money is the root, so the ones with no loot better be ready to shoot. They coming for it anyway, time's it their day. Hate on your wound, I'ma get rich anyway. I want the cake and the ice cream. Sing happy birthday, cause nigga, this my dream. I go hard for the overpay. Never overlay and fuck a bitch their day.
Hustle.
That was my boy Snoopy Blue. So what did you think of that track right there?
Oh yeah, that's definitely got that feel to it right there. That, you know, that's something that I would definitely have in my archive. Shouts out to that, to the camp behind that, because that, I like that. Banging.
Yeah, that was
I'm banging that one, yes.
Snoopy Blue with grinding, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you look up Snoopy Blue. I don't know if you heard any of his other tracks. You know, he used to be signed to G-Unit, you know what I'm saying, at one point in time. And, you know, he did his thing with that, you know what I'm saying? And, he moved on and became an independent artist and tried to, you know, reestablish himself, you know, as an artist, you know, and everything like that. And basically, he's doing a good job. He's got a different feel to his newer mixtape that's out right now, you know.
I'm real familiar with it.
Yeah, that's what's up. I got to give a shout out to Pete JP that's out there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philly is definitely in the building, you know what I'm saying? And all my artists out there, you know, keep submitting your music. This guy right here, PJP, he always sends tracks in, you know, Santa Bang Out Radio. And, I mean, if I'm not playing your tracks, it's just because you haven't sent them to me yet. You know what I'm saying? I need artists, you know, to send their music in. You know, it's like I don't really just only play people who I know personally. I play tracks of people that send their music. You can be a random individual. I don't have a certain type of music I play as far as hip-hop is concerned, you know. I like to play everybody. It doesn't matter what your style, what your flavor, what coast you're on. Shout out to the Australian listeners that's out there doing it, too. And we do have an audience also, you know, that listens in from France. You know, I got a couple of listeners out there in France, you know, so... Shout out to, you know, Nicole Young that's doing her thing. She's a prominent rap artist, you know, out there in France, you know. And out there, we also got some out there in India, you know, Mambia, that, you know, actually I'm going to be trying to work with pretty soon. But, you know, that's how we get it in on Bang Out Radio. That's what I like about internet radio, because it expands the whole horizons of listening to you know, just the radio in general, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can listen in on the show. But I want to play a PJP track right quick right here for you. And just let me know what you think. This is Gentleman Envy right here on Bang Out Radio. PJP.
And already got love and hate. Let's go to the hating part, cause they know I'm doing great. Dime at the dime,
yeah.
Hustle what I motivate. Lying at the line,
no.
The words that you perpetrate. Niggas plotting, making plans, trying to roof a nigga, cause they dick much, bitch. Really trying to scoop a nigga. Don't get mad, cause your wifey wanna try something new. She got a tongue range, so she down there with the crew. Yeah. The hate is gone. Now where's the love? Your bitch a dime. Can't fuck with those I roll with dubs. Real shit, this a hit. Banging is in the club. And break these downfalls and put these haters right above. I'm out there making moves, trying to see that loop of cash. Undedicated mind, hating with your stupid ass. Nighttime, phantom out. No, I don't need no mask. On point, dress right. No, I don't need a brag.
Oh.
Yo, am I still on? Yo, yo.
My bad, you know, can you hear me now? Yeah, shout out to PJP, you know what I'm saying? He constantly sends his tracks in to Bengal Radio. So am I going to be able to get it in with you, you know what I'm saying, on next Tuesday? We just set something up, you know what I'm saying, try to get it popping, you know, where we can give our listeners, you know, some of your music that can hear what you got going on.
Oh, my bad. You talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? About the time I get off of this phone, I'll tell you, L.A. Drina, you will be getting an email with at least five of my tracks. No lie. I'm going to do that before I take off and go do my regular job, which is going to be in the next 15, 20 minutes or so. But, yeah, by the time I get off the phone, you're going to be getting some emails because, yeah, I got to get some stuff to you.
Okay, for sure. That's what it is, you know.
And I want to give a shout out to my boy Clay, you know what I'm saying, out here. He's from Palmdale, and my boy Hazard, you know, just they listening. You know, I told him I was going to, you know, give him shots out. You know, much love to them. They part of the Head Honcho Records and bringing Heat Productions.
That's right. Head Honcho Records. That's what it is. You know, doing it big. Shout out to all you guys out there that's doing it. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing that fire. Keep bringing your music. You know what I'm saying? This way. You know, cause I'm trying to get something popping out here in Antelope Valley. You know, I was just saying that the other day. You know, it ain't really nothing popping for the indie artists. You know, we have showcases here and there and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it big. You know what I'm saying? Inbox me on Facebook, you guys, at www.facebook.com/purethick. That's PUREThicc. Add me to Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at Ladrina So Cali. You know what I'm saying? Trying to link up with all the artists like yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's doing
good
like that. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make it happen with their careers and stuff. Let's link up and let's get something popping. We need to, you know, just do something regional for, you know, all the hip-hop fans that's out here in the high desert area, you know. Then we could take it, you know what I'm saying, everywhere else. But, I mean, it's a lot of hip-hop artists that's in the Antelope Valley and in Bakersfield, you know, in Victorville, all out in them areas, too, that's doing it, you know what I'm saying. And if y'all out there listening, y'all don't know where those cities are, it's just on the other side of the mountain of where Los Angeles is, you know. And so, basically,
it ain't that far.
Not that far, like an hour's drive or so, 2 hours.
Yeah, and that's a great point that you brought up, too. And for all the listeners or whatever out there, in order for that to really be effective, you know, we all as artists got to be more active, start, you know, getting out here in these events. And like you said, there's, you know, there's different little, you know, venues and seminars and stuff that people not aware of. And that's another thing, you know, people not being informed of these different things, you know, because a lot of artists don't know where to get their resources and stuff from, but they're out there and just putting it out there. Reverb Nation is a good one that artists can go to, but yeah, you know, in order for everybody to come, we need to be able to link up and know where each other at, you know, post events and actually get out and get active upon that, you know, because other than that, you're just sitting in the dark
and
wondering how it's going to happen.
Yeah, you made a great point right there, you know, and my whole thing is, you know, about supporting your indie artists, you know what I'm saying? I try to support wherever you at, you know what I'm saying, worldwide with it, you know. Support your local indie art. I see you, caller. We're about to get right into you right now. I mean, if you're an indie artist, I don't understand why you don't support the other indie artists. I'm going to keep it 100, and that's just my own opinion. I might be right, I might be wrong. But if you're an indie artist, the best way to jumpstart your career is start at home. So if you can't even grasp the attention of your audience in your own local community, then you're doing something wrong in your career. You know, somebody in your community should know that you sing or whatever talent that you may possess, you know, and then you should know all your comrades. You should have comrades all around you that's rapping and doing their thing too in your community. You know, that's how you build a strong force. If your town ain't even recognized, you know, like in the mainstream, because the mainstream usually sets the stage of who gets heard and who don't. But it's tight artists out there in South Dakota. I had one on a show last week, you know what I'm saying, doing it big, you know what I'm saying. It's artists everywhere. But the way you want to make noise in your community, this is my own word of advice. Unite with the local artists in your community. Smash it out. Take it over. Shut it down. Shut the show down in your town first. Then come out and then branch out and do your thing everywhere else. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're about to do in Antelope Valley. You know what I'm saying? We're about to shut it down, down, down. You know what I'm saying? And if you down with me on this one, inbox me on Facebook because we're about to get it popping. You feel me? We're about to get it popping. We got a caller calling in. Call it 1258. You're live on Bengal Radio.
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Keenan.
What's up with it, man? How's it going?
What's up, man?
What's good?
Hello?
Yeah. You're live on Bengal Radio with my boy, you know what I'm saying? Doing a dig, Miss, you know what I'm saying? And we
What's good, fam?
How was your 4th of July?
It was great.
Yeah, that's what's up. So tell us what you got going on out there. What's the business?
All right. Well, I'm a new artist. I just went out and bought my recording stuff, you know. I got a software to make beats and stuff like that, and I'm trying to get on my grind, you know. I got some raps to say, and I'm just trying to get out here, just get some people listening.
Okay, where are you calling in from?
Huh?
Where are you calling in
Valparaiso.
From?
Where am I calling in from? Valparaiso.
Is where?
Valpo.
Indiana. We getting it in. You know what I'm saying? I apologize for that. But you know, I want to know, where can the listeners find your music? You know, let us know about you, what you got going on, and where can the listeners find your music?
I'm still working on the music actually, and then I'm gonna put it out there. But I'm just trying to find anybody that's gonna let me spit on. You know, I'm just trying to connect to the world. We're trying to find somebody that's
not
the game
already. I got this one. My bad, brother. Cut you off. You're starting off in it, and you want tips on how to get it going, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, look, check it out, man. You can go to my Facebook whenever you get a chance under Anthony Peoples. You know what I'm saying? That's Peoples, and I'll be more than happy because see, I'll support that. You know, especially when you're trying to you know, up and coming and you interested in it. I've been doing it for over 15 years, man, and I got experience on it. I can help jumpstart you in that direction if you're interested, you know.
So what's the Facebook page? What's your Facebook page?
You can just send me a friend request at for Anthony Peoples.
Anthony Peoples?
Yes, sir. And just go ahead and send me a friend request, and you can ask me questions, tell me what you're working with. I can tell you, I'm really familiar with a lot of programs, so, you know, if you really want to get it in like that, brother, I'm serious about it, and I can help you, man. I don't mind helping.
I'm serious. For sure.
Yeah.
See, that's what's up right there. It's all about networking, you know what I'm saying, and getting it in, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the indie artists, you know what I'm saying, that's out there doing it big, you know what I'm saying, trying to get their careers off the ground, no matter your status, your title, whatever level you are in your career. Just always keep it moving and put your best foot forward with it, you know what I'm saying? And network and support all the artists around you. I mean, as long as they supporting you and they're not disrespecting you in no kind of way, support your indie artists, support everybody around you. I mean, because you move strength in numbers, you know what I'm saying? So add him, you know, and if you forget his link, you know, you can always hit me up, and I'm going to definitely get that to you. We got a caller right here calling in, 4659. You're live on Bengal Radio.
Yo, what's up, Drina? This is KY, Self X in the spot. What's up? What's going on, y'all?
What's up with it, man?
How was your 4th of July?
Oh, it's kind of banging. You know, I was out there in the city with my peoples, enjoying the day, the heat, the barbecue, all that. You know what I'm saying?
He said he enjoyed the heat. That's right.
That's what's up. That's right, doing it big out there, you know. What you got going on, K-Wise? I know you got an album that's dropping this month, you know. Can you let everybody know what's up with that?
I've been working on my album, Grown Man Swag. It's almost complete. I'm actually about to put out my first single probably in like a couple days. So that'll be floating. That's with me, Future, and my boy B Smooth. And that's going to be the first one from the album. So hopefully everybody likes it and give me their good reviews or bad reviews about it. It's all the same to me. So.
Okay. So what,
yeah,
what
take the good with that.
Do you have opinion? We're gonna play some of that. We got like 12 minutes left in the show, but I'm gonna get into some KYs before we get off of the air. You know what I'm saying? But I want to know, what's your opinion? You know, what do you have about, you know, local artists, you know, and uniting with them or supporting indie artists in general? What do you feel about that?
As far as like supporting them, I've been supporting like any artist ever since I started liking hip hop music. So I'm always buying people CDs, $5, $10, $1.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I always show my support to people. But, it's been like a lot of static going on in Antelope Valley about who's supporting who. And I'm one of them dudes that been supporting everybody until I feel like you don't want my support no more. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's the type of dude I am.
Yeah. So, I mean, what would make a person, what would indicate, what would show you an indication that a person wouldn't want you to continue to support them?
It'll be like, as far as like, feel like you put their music out there and you like own their stuff, and then all of a sudden they just lose connect on what you're doing for their stuff, and then sometimes they might like feel like you ain't pushing them the way they want to be pushed. And I feel like if I'm pushing you as hard, you should push yourself like 10 times harder than me. So, I mean, sometimes it'd be a lot of jealousy because any artist see me push another artist more, and then they might, the other next artist might get jealous, but I treat everybody the same, really.
That's right. So,
who
are the main artists, you know, even though you support a lot of art, who are the main artists that you work with closely, you know, as far as, you know, just in the business side of the hip-hop arena?
As far as, like, indie, my boy Rico 310 and, you know, Loudmouth.
Show you
Loudmouth. Five Footers, I've been working with them lately, doing some work, Beat Fly.
Most is a good pick. Rolling done by me is pearled in a split with extra kinkle, with extra sprinkled key from a grinded purpley. Many want my cush sticks, including yo chick. You had absolutely no knowledge she was falling through pursuing my dick. Honestly, I can say I'm off some good shit, a good lit. We always kicking it, drinking champagne. We always kicking it like Pele. Champagne is a good taste, never saving the sip. Zero waste, we drinking more than John Daly. To get smart, I'm reading National Geographic. The sex with your girl getting beyond graphic. Every other day with your girl getting to be a habit. Sex on sex, racks on racks. Empire fellas working on their profit. Can't no one defeat me, see? I'm a G, so please hush the talk. Plenty of lyrics, plenty of your lyrics just got white chalked. Yellow tape your listeners' ears. This is the murder flow you hear. Almost near the entry of the game, lame, stay out of my way. Keenan got the occasion, flyer flame. Putting them few to shame. I'm the only one to blame. In my mind state, you can never separate my dreams. You can change in my mind state and away my dreams. You can separate.
That's what's up with it, you know? So, shout out.
We shut off on one.
Luke Pay from time to time. I still do versus the Luke Pay. Entire apocalypse destroying the inside, like the genocide, and vulnerable stuff left open.
We got another caller that's calling in right now. I want to get everybody in before we end, but listen, y'all tune in to my show Friday because we're going to continue this discussion. You know, that was started, you know what I'm saying, about the local artists, because I think it's deeper of a discussion than what it was made out to be earlier in the show, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into that discussion on Bang Out Radio. I want all the listeners, all the local indie artists in my town and in everywhere to call in and give you insight on what you feel, you know what I'm saying, about the whole show. We got caller 3217. You're live on Big Out Radio.
Hey, what's good? You know, I had to call in for the last couple minutes and give you a little shout-out real quick, Ladrina.
That's what's up with it. That's what's up. So, what's good? How was your 4th of July?
Oh, my 4th of July was real precious, you know what I'm saying? I had a good time. It was raining. Traveled a little bit from Rosebend, and then I went on to Victorville and, you know, just had a good time with some friends of the family and, you know what I'm saying, just enjoy having a good time out, you know, in the good weather or whatever and enjoy my holiday, basically, you know.
That's what's up.
Well, call and give y'all a shout out. My line beeping, that's crazy.
Well, this is, if, I mean, this is for all the listeners that's listening in. This is my girl, Molly B. She's the host of What's Good Wednesday.
What's
she's
good? What's
and,
good with it,
know,
okay. Right
yeah,
on.
You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing. You know, make sure you
how
tune
you
in to What's guess? Good Wednesday.
How you, look, I'm like, how you doing, Ladrina's guest? I'm host of What's Good Wednesday. You feel me from tomorrow? It's going to be starting a lightweight freestyle battle jump off for the summer.
There you go.
I just want you know, I want people to call in and spit their hot 16 real quick. And at the end of the summer, I'm going to tell everybody what female, you know, got the most votes and what male got the most votes. You know what I'm saying? And let them know. I might just do it and say, you know, at the end of this month and then do another one for August. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm still thinking about that. But for now, I want everybody to call in tomorrow, same number, from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Spit your hot 16. Then I'll just have, you know, my secret judges. They will be going back to listen to the archive shows and listen to who they think got off the best, and they'll be letting you know what I'm saying, at the end of the contest. So make sure y'all call in and do that. It only takes 2 minutes, if that, to spit a hot 16. You can do that at work. Tell your boss you're going to the bathroom.
Am I invited to that?
Everybody is invited. All artists across the world. I said from the streets to the cell, you know what I'm saying, and back. Anybody could call in. Niggas could call in anonymous. Just make sure you tune in and you know that's you.
You feel I'm going to let them know it's me. They're going to know it's me.
I'm going to start with it, you know.
You feel me?
Building,
I just want to have a good time. I really do. I want to have a good time and have fun and just turn it up and get these skills out here and let people get heard and do what they do, you know. And my topic tomorrow is it a lot of whack artists being worshipped these days, or are we looking at it wrong? I just, you know, want to just talk about that as we doing freestyle battles. So, yeah, for real, though, y'all tune in. Make sure y'all peep my girl Yummy S. Dot out on YouTube. Peep my shit out on YouTube. Y'all can go to Marley B's World, you know, and go request me on Facebook. Check your girl out on ReverbNation.com. Marley B. Yep, .com/1MarleyB. You know, love you, Drina. Love you, Topaz, Amanda, Baby G, Erica Marie. Steady grinding. Y'all know what's up out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all support Bang Out because we rep that West. You know?
That's
for real.
That's right. And so y'all have it right here on Bang Out Radio. Well,
I thought you had another caller.
We got a caller that's calling in, you know what I'm saying, right now. Caller 1258, you're live on Bang Out Radio. I got my boy K-Wise in the building, you know what I'm saying. We're going to end our show with K-Wise's track, you know what I'm saying, on Bang Out Radio, you know, because he's pushing his mixtape out, his album. Grown men music, you know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to go out there and cop that one time, you know what I'm saying? Because he's getting it in, he's doing his thing, he got talent, you know, and it's just major. So I want y'all to listen in to that, you know what I'm saying? And make sure y'all download it, you know what I'm saying? Look out for my boy K-Waz, K-W-A-Z, you know what I'm saying? On the self-explanatory movement, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? So just look out for that, you know. And basically, you know, we getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. I wish all of my callers would have called in at the beginning of the show because we didn't even get no callers for the first hour and a half. Ooh. Okay, y'all had hangovers. I'll give y'all a pass.
Did I hog the lineup? I think.
Man.
No, I can't.
Somebody agreed, my bad.
Bang some of that West Coast on your way out, Drina.
All righty, then. We got Topaz calling in right now, too. Call it 998.
Hey, baby.
Live on Bang Out Radio.
What's good, baby? I'm sorry. I already knew I was supposed to be called, didn't I? What's good, everybody? I know you got a few seconds left. This your girl, Topaz, the same one. I hear you, baby. L.A. Jane, I love you guys. Man, it's raining here. I'm already in the 6:20. You know what I'm saying? It's raining here. But,
yeah, it's raining.
You know, yes. And, man, Gina, I see you doing your thing, man. I was like, oh, shit.
I'm telling y'all, don't forget about this freestyle battle tomorrow. Y'all can call in. I'll take a hot eight. I ain't tripping. Y'all just call in.
I need a hot third.
I'm saying, fire my show up. Telling you, we got a lot of people that's cocky. We got a lot of humble artists. I just want anybody to call in and shoot their hot 16. You know what I'm saying? Let us know where you're calling in from. And that's it. We're going to go back over the shows. You know what I'm saying? My judges, I'm going to have a few of them. They're going to go back over the shows just listening. Like, okay, they got off right there. That's who won that. You feel me? I don't care if it be 10 freestylers. Just get it popping.
Yes. Gina, I love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Love
you,
too.
Y'all doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? I'll definitely be calling in. I'm going to change my voice. I'm going to do my Lady Gaga voice, but I'm going
right.
to leave
y'all. Bang Out hosts are very welcome to do this contest. There's no monetary value involved, so we Bang Out Radio hosts are, except me.
Yeah, I don't even know what's this contest. Yeah, you got to put me up on more of this contest, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. I'm like,
right.
Contest.
No monetary value. You get, like, a clap.
Yep. Well, look, y'all, we got some Mardi B, we got some K-Wise, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bang Out Radio. So I want y'all to know, these artists, they doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, and, support your local artists everywhere, coast to coast with it. You know, that was my whole message for today. Support those around you because they're sensitive numbers right here on Bang Out Radio. And we're going to get back into discussion with this whole topic, too, because that's what I'm about to be endorsing and moving with. You know what I'm saying? We need to support each other. So I'm about to get into this K-Wise right here, Madison, right here on Bang Out Radio.
Why you wanna go and do this? I mean, I even wore them handcuffs on my wrist. The situation at hand got you pissed. But if you leave, all you gon' do is sit and reminisce about the way I be loving you, steady and strong, wishing our relationship was still carrying on. But it's not, cause it came to a halt abruptly. And to think, at one time you claimed you loved me, now you act like you don't know me, wanna push and shove me, trying to put our business all out in the street, cause your homegirl said that she saw me where? Man, this shit don't make no sense to me. You talking loud and acting like we history, when you should've really took some time to think it through. Well, this may come as a surprise to you, but if you really want to leave, ain't nothing stopping you. Cause you're mad at me and I'm mad at you. You already know what you want to do. Ain't no time to really talk it through. There's a door, baby, do what you do.
You say you want to be my man, but I just can't take that chance. You say you want me in your world, but I just can't be your girl.
Hold up, this shit's depressing. You doing BS to me like a rapper's best kid. You want this Joe, that's not on my level. Y'all supposed to have history. Now you dissing me, excusing me, like I wasn't a factor. Hello, young world, she curated a mad rapper. I put it with your fucked up attitude, bisexual way. Took care of you, now you're a runaway. You claim you love me and I'm a good man. I guess you like Ike turning to the face. Damn, now you want to use me to get wrestled and shit.
That man's a baller.
He can handle that shit. My heart was scarred, but it healed up fast. I just put you in the past. I thought it would last, but it was a joke on your part. Being shiesty was a smart. You're mad at me and I'm mad at you. You already know what you wanna do. Ain't no time to really talk it through. There's a door, baby, do what you do.
You say you wanna be my man, but I just can't take that chance. You say you want me in your world, but I just can't be your girl.
I'm mad at you, you already know what you wanna do. Ain't no time to really talk it through. There's a door, baby, do what you do.
You say you wanna be my man, but I just can't take that chance. You say you want me in your world, but I just can't be your girl.
There's always those type of females that lick you dead in your eye and have the nerve to tell you that they love you, but really they ain't nothing but snakes. They come bite you when you ain't looking, you know what I'm saying?
gosh, y'all be doing that shit too. You ain't ready for that committed relationship. Just let that person know. Keep it way 100, keep it real, you know what I'm saying?
It is, you know what I'm saying? We're no longer live streaming right now, but you know what I'm saying? All my listeners, you know what I'm saying, callers that's online right now, if y'all want to give anybody a shout out on the show right now, caller, I see you right there, caller 727, you know what I'm saying? I see you right there, 1258, you know what I'm saying? Y'all doing it way big, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to do it big with my boy, you know what I'm saying? Getting it in with the repertoire, you know what I'm saying? Y'all looking up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Check that Reverb Nation account repertoire, you know what I'm saying? Get it in, you know what I'm saying? Add me to Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Check out my music too as well, you know what I'm saying? We all, you know, got it going on. Check my girl Marley D out, you know. It's called Don't Trip by Jay Reese. You know, she requested this track, so I'm going to bump this real quick.
Just worry why your girl wanna give me a hug. And every time she see me when I'm up in the club, her and her homegirls running trying to show me some love. Don't worry about where a YG from. Just worry why your head swing and I go dumb.
I'm off a couple of pills.
Your bitch, she wanna chill, so I'm heading to the dance floor to cop a couple pills, man. This shit is real, man. I'm from the bottom, but I brought miraculous things like I'm Harlem Gold trotting. They wanna stop them, but they can't drop them. Now these niggas snitching like they acting for an Oscar. They hating on me, why? Because I'm proper. Your girl said I was, she told you when you called her. So don't stall her, just let her holler. I promise I won't leave her if she leaves my buyer collar. Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. Nigga, I do my shit, don't trip. Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. How I do my shit, ayy. I do my shit, pop my shot again, pop my wrist, ayy. I do my shit, pop my shit.
Adrena in the building.
West Coast fire.
You know what it is. Let go. You wanna rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a block. If I pull a heat throw, then you know I'm gon' cock with the red bottom pump. You know I gotta rock with me, tryna go down, then I ain't tryna stop. L.A. Drina in this bitch, I kill you hoes and dig a dip. My flow is so phenomenal, I murder all you classic chips. Hate me now, hate me later, I'm world champion like the ladies. You wanna bench, I'm in the game. I need the fortune, fuck the fame. You the loser, I'm the winner. I eat rap bitches for dinner. Call me the glutton, cause I'm the fucking sinner, bitch. Bars and twins, towers and men will put together. You already know what it is.
Let's go.
Commissary, bitch.
Second verse, same old shit. Hot as bars is all I spit. I'm on my grind, that's for sure. 2 days a week on Bang Out Radio. Rest in Star Mob, ABZ. Cali girls, GMG. You fuck with me, bitch, rest in peace. I go so hard just like a beast. Fuck your squad, fuck your swag. Fuck your Louis Duffel bag. Fuck your flag, fuck your rag. Baddest bitch you ever had. If you hating on me, then I'm on my job. Special delivery like Black Rock. My boy crack rated like my man Todd. I'm feeling like Wayne, man, I go so hard.
Pure Thick, volume one. You know it's coming soon, for sure. 100% Pure Thick, that's what it is.
you know, that's how I want to end the show today. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Facebook. Let me know what you think. You know what I'm saying? Look out for my mixtape, Pure Thick Volume 1. You know, shout out to my boy, you know what I'm saying, that came through, Mr. Repertoire. Doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? And all the listeners out there, you know, let me know your opinions about my music, too. And send your music in, ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com, and I will get you into rotation, you know. Anything you want to say, Mr. Repertoire?
I just want to say I like that little cut. I was feeling that. The L.A. Dreamer. Okay, I got that. I got that. The paper thing, you know what I'm saying? That was cute. But, no, it's been a pleasure. And it ain't going to be my last time. I'm going to come. Like I said, I'm emailing you. As soon as I get off this phone, I'm going to email you some tracks. So come next Twisted Tuesday. Y'all get to hear exclusives from your boy, Mr. Repertoire, here. And I also got tracks on there that's going to be put on there so y'all can hear the kind of flavor I'm bringing. You know, I'm strictly West Coasting it, but I'm versatile, and for all you R&B artists out there as well, I can do that. I can do rock. I can do anything. I'm versatile. So, yeah, just get at me, and trust and believe, by the time y'all go to the Reverb Nation now, when you end, by next week, it's going to be at least 25 tracks on there. As fast as my phone can upload these songs is as fast as they'll be on there, and there's hundreds of them, y'all. I'm not playing. Y'all will see it. The proof is in the pudding, right?
That's right. So y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. Thank y'all all for listening in to the show. We'll be in touch. And stay tuned to my Friday show. Make sure you check Molly B out tomorrow. If you got a Hot 16 you want to drop, she's letting you know you got the platform right there to do it on our show. Listen in to my show on Friday. I got my girl SKG that's going to be in the building. If y'all don't know, she's one of the hottest West Coast female rappers of all time. You know what I'm saying? So give it up for your girl calling in. And we're going to keep it moving right here on Bang Out Radio. Make sure you add me to your Facebook and all that. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get it in. That's what it is, Bang Out Radio. Peace out.
Banging out.